This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The British military said Sunday a panicked crush of people trying to enter Kabul's international airport killed 7 Afghan civilians in the crowds, showing the danger still posed to those trying to flee the Taliban's takeover of the country. The deaths come amid a new perceived threat from the Islamic State group affiliate in Afghanistan. Some recent aircraft have shot off flares at takeoff, an effort to confuse possible heat-seeking missiles targeting planes. The changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning Saturday, telling citizens not to travel to the Kabul airport without individual instruction from a U.S. government representative. On Sunday, the British military acknowledged the 7 deaths of civilians in the crowds in Kabul. There have been stampedes and crushing injuries in the crowds, especially as Taliban fighters fire into the air to drive away those desperate to get on a flight out of the country. On Saturday, British and Western troops in full combat gear tried to control the crowds pressing in. The U.S. military says an Afghan woman gave birth aboard an Air Force C-17 that flew from the Middle East to Ramstein Air Base in Germany. The base is being used as a transit post for people being evacuated from Afghanistan. The military's Air Mobility Command tweeted the mother began having complications during the flight Saturday. It says, quote, the aircraft commander decided to descend in altitude to increase air pressure in the aircraft, which helped stabilize and save the mother's life. On arrival at Ramstein, U.S. medical personnel came aboard and delivered the child in the aircraft's cargo bay. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Lebanese government said on Sunday it was raising gasoline prices by 66% in a partial reduction of fuel subsidies as it seeks to ease crippling shortages that have brought the country to a standstill. It follows the state's decision on Saturday to change the exchange rate used to price petroleum products in a bid to ease shortages. The rise in prices will mean more hardship in a country where poverty levels have soared during a 2-year-long financial meltdown that has wiped more than 90% off the value of the Lebanese pound. Australia's COVID-19 cases spiked to a new record high on Sunday with over 900 cases. Most of them were locally acquired infections in the most populous state, New South Wales. The rise in case numbers comes despite increasing containment efforts to slow the spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. The local health minister warns the growth in case numbers doesn't seem to be slowing. The government announced late last month a plan that uses lockdowns as a key strategy to quell outbreaks until 70% of the population gets vaccinated. This weekend also saw clashes between anti-lockdown protesters and police in the country's 2 biggest cities, Sydney and Melbourne. Hundreds were arrested and 7 police were hospitalized. Hurricane Henri's outer bands moved ashore in the U.S. areas of southern New England and Long Island early on Sunday as the storm threatens the region with high winds, a dangerous storm surge, and drenching rainfall. The National Hurricane Center says more than 42 million people in the region are under a hurricane or tropical storm warning on Saturday. New York City, the largest city in the United States, is currently under a tropical storm warning. Mayor Bill de Blasio has urged residents to stay home on Sunday and to use public transportation if they need to travel. On eastern Long Island, an area of New York known as the Hamptons, where celebrities including Paul McCartney, Alec Baldwin, and Gwyneth Paltrow have homes, residents packed supermarkets, hardware, and liquor stores early Saturday morning. And Palestinian health officials say Israeli gunfire has wounded 24, including a 13-year-old boy who was shot in the head during a protest along Gaza's border with Israel. In Israel, meanwhile, officials say a policeman has been critically wounded by Palestinian gunfire. The violence was reminiscent of the weekly rallies organized by Gaza's Hamas rulers in 2018 and 2019 to draw attention to Israel's stifling blockade over the tiny seaside territory. Saturday's protests grew violent after dozens of people approached the fortified border fence and threw rocks towards Israeli soldiers from behind a black smoke screen. Israeli troops fired tear gas back at the protesters. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.